A short idea on the on Parshat Re'eh. So in Parak Yud Gimel, the starting in Pasuk Bet, you have the unit of the false Navi. Right? Ki yakum bekirbacha Navi ocholim chalom v'natani lecha odom ofeik va'ot v'amofeik asher diber lecha le'mor nelcha acharei Elohim acherim asher lo yidatam v'na'avdeim. Lo tishmael devrei navi ahu oel cholei machalom ahu ki mirasa adonai leichem etchem lo daat hayishchem moavim adonai leichem b'chol b'avchem b'chol nafshechem b'chol nafshechem. The Torah tells you that there could be a false navi and he'll come and he'll tell you to worship before the zera, and you can't listen because God is testing you to know whether you love God or not. The Mefarshim here argue what exactly does it mean to know. God obviously knows. So either the Ramban says that it's to make manifest or actual that which exists in potential, right? Meaning if you love God, so God wants to bring it to actuality rather than just existing in theory and potential. The Ibn Ezra suggests that Ladad is more about not knowing, but making known. Whatever it is, right, you have these laws of the false Navi. What's interesting is that there are many things interesting with this parsha, but one interesting thing that I hadn't thought about as much until this year, but as some of you know, I edit and adapt Divrei Torah by Rabbi Avram Price, Zichron Lebracha, from Toronto. I mean, he knows that the immediately previous pasuk is the prohibition against adding or subtracting from the Torah. And it's true that that's a different parsha, a different unit, but he argues there really is a conceptual link here, because he said, look, when you have a prophet, and the same is true really of any leader, the proper prophet, their job is to convey what God wants, to convey what the Torah wants, as the Psukim continue, to encourage you and make sure you're on the path. Sometimes that means temporarily, as I'll understand, violating the law. But fundamentally, most Nevi'im, if you go through Tanakh, you'll see they're not abrogating the Torah temporarily, the way Eliyahu on Har Carmel is. They're more of the type of Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Amos, where they're encouraging you to keep the Torah. But when someone comes and he speaks on behalf of God, and again, this can be true in its truest sense when someone claims to be a Navi, but also at some level, it's true of any leader. There are two different traps they can fall into, right? One is to think they know better than the Torah. They can undermine the Torah. You don't need to do everything that the Torah says. On the other extreme, they can be the type that says the Torah isn't enough. You need more. They know more than God. And in this context, he argues that the juxtaposition of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, the prohibition of adding, subtracting to the Torah, is picking up on exactly this, right? That a false Navi, or even leader, both of these traps are dangerous. To think that you know better and the Torah is not needed, or to think that the Torah isn't enough and you know better, and the Torah is telling you both of those, adding to the Torah, that's not the job of the leader. Even if you think that's what the generation needs, that's what you feel is right for the generation, the role of a Navi, the role of a leader, is to encourage people to keep the Torah, to encourage them to follow the proper path, not to decide of their own accord that they're so great that they know better than God what that path is. And that's what he argues is the reason for the juxtaposition of the prohibition to add or subtract to the Torah on the one hand, and the mitzvot surrounding Navi Sheker.